Hi, and welcome to Generation Connect. I'm your host, CJ, along with Sam. We're both freshmen at Lincoln High School here in Portland, Oregon. Today's show is CJ and Sam all about music. We're going to talk about music, what we like, what we don't like, what's new out there, local bands, venues to see live music, and more. So, let's start off with music that we like and don't like. What's your favorite type of music, Sam?
I think my favorite type of music, and I'll probably have to say R&B, hip-hop, and just things that are creative, like really, like, I don't know, just wicked or cool, just beats and, you know.
Stuff you can dance to.
Yeah, that too.
So why do you really like that kind of music, besides the beats and everything?
I don't know. I think just from the beginning of the time, just beats and rhythm had just always just triggered somewhere in just everyone's heart. I mean, we use music as a way to communicate in just every way possible. I'm like, even like I notice when I watch like movies or even scary movies,
mm-hmm.
like I notice like the villain or the scary person always pops out when the music start playing.
Yeah.
Like for Jason, it'll be like shh, shh, shh. And then you're like, oh, shoot, your stomach start dropping.
Yeah.
You know something scary is going to happen. I just feel like music just, it always touches it somewhere. And, like, it just triggers an emotion or a feeling, and it just
it's a way to express yourself.
I think it communicates better than any type of language.
Yeah. And music really brings people together, or that's how I feel. Like, at parties, someone might be feeling down, and then their favorite song comes on, and they're up and dancing around with everyone else.
That's my jam!
Yeah. So, do you have any favorite artists?
Favorite artists? I don't think I could just name one. One I'll probably have to give my kudos to, I'll probably have to say Lil Wayne, of course, because he's very creative, and I don't know what wording I should use, but he's trying to touch more. He's trying to have, like, how can I say, spread his wings on his like fan base. Like, usually he just like hip hop, and that usually just touches and connects to like the African American community. But now he's trying to do the rock and other things to just
He's on the cover of Rolling Stones, and I was actually flipping through part of his section, and I saw him playing a guitar, and I didn't know he played the guitar. I thought he was just a rapper.
He sings about it all the time.
Oh, yeah, I don't really know, but I like his songs. They flow well. And, yeah, so I was reading about him, and he said that he likes playing the guitar, and it was electric guitar. I thought that was pretty cool because I didn't know about that. But, yeah. Do you have a favorite song by Lil Wayne?
Favorite songs? I think he has a lot of songs that mean stuff, but then again, he also has a lot of songs that just talk about bling and jewelry and stuff like that. The one that's just stuck in my head right now is Prime Queen. And I like when he takes, like, other artists' beats and, like, raps on them. Like, he just did one recently on Ain't I from Young L.A., and he just really just, like, chopped it.
What do you mean? Like, what did he do? I don't.
Like, the simile he uses, like, how I like when people rap and compare things to other things.
Yeah.
Or be like, I'm like fresh like Saran wrap.
Oh, yeah.
And just stuff like that.
Like cool metaphor. Like yeah. That. Yeah. It makes the songs more interesting. I think it gives the lyrics kind of like a flair, you know.
Exactly.
Not just like, I'm cool. It's like, I'm cool like ice. Except I'm not a rapper, so yeah. Do you have any like other favorite songs at all? Like not just by Lil Wayne and the whole genre of R&B and rap.
Like I said, I just like songs that mean things. If they have a meaning that I can relate to at that time or moment, you know, like let's say if I'm going through a breakup or a heartache or something like that, and I listen to a song that talks about that topic that I'm going through, I typically favor it, and you know, I'm like, oh, I completely understand where this artist is coming from.
Yeah.
And exactly.
So. Do you have a specific breakup song that helps you get through it at all?
I went through a relationship with a young lady. She just hurt my heart, and I listened to a song by Boyz II Men called I Don't Need You Anymore or something like that.
That sounds like a breakup song to me. Yeah, I go old school, back to about second grade when I was obsessed with Avril Lavigne. It's pretty much all my breakup music right there.
What do you like about her?
I don't know. I think that she kind of just, like, stood up when no one was that punk, you know, and started just doing her own thing, not really caring, and I was really into all her music and her style, too. I pretty much my whole school didn't think that rock and roll was that cool, but I wore ties to school and like studs and stuff, and I was like, you know what? I like the music, and I like what Avril says, I guess. I mean, not all her songs are that like deep and like wordy and everything, but she gets her point across really well, and she knows how to talk to her audience, so I like her music.
I remember when I used to be young and in elementary, and I used to favor Usher, and I remember one time his video came on, and I couldn't find anything in the way to school, and You Got It Bad, I think, and he wore, like, a white no-sleeve shirt, blue jeans, a black glove, and he was, like, dancing with the microphone, and that's exactly what I wore to school to that day.
With the glove, too?
With the glove, too.
That's pretty cool. Do you have a childhood song that you that really sticks out to you?
I don't know why when I was... I can't remember what the movie was called, but it's like they put chips in the toys and the toys like came to life.
I don't remember it. Oh, Toy Story maybe?
It wasn't Toy Story. No. It was like real life. It wasn't animation. Like they would put some type of device in the toys and the toys would like come to life. But at the end of the song, they played a song called Hey Now, You're a Rock Star.
Get Your Game On.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I just love that song.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was
It was in Shrek too.
Yeah. I don't know. Every time I heard that song when I was young, I would just jump up and have an air guitar.
Yeah. I would love that song.
Move my fingers back and forth like I was playing it, and I would just jump and.
Yeah. My favorite thing to do, was air guitar when I was a kid. I was a big rock and roll girl.
I tried to make one, but.
A guitar?
With the rubber bands and the tissue box and the tissue rolls.
Yeah, I wasn't exactly that creative, but yeah. That's all right. So, yeah, were you raised anything, like, on anything? Like, your parents listening to specific things that you remember?
Yes. I remember I used to try to, like, sneak and watch BET because they would have all the cool videos and things like that. And my parents would always be like, no, turn that off. They're talking about inappropriate stuff. And I'm like, well, listen to some gospel because my parents were really religious. And they were just like, turn on some gospel. I'm like, Mom, it's Kurt Franklin. It's Kurt Franklin.
So, is that a gospel singer,
Kurt Franklin? Yeah, Kurt Franklin.
Do you like gospel at all?
Mm-hmm. I like it. Tight. Nah, I love it.
What do they talk about? I haven't really listened to it exclusively, so.
Gospel just talks about the Lord. And nowadays, they really like, you know, I probably say, 5-10 years ago, they just really just talked about, they would just talk about gospel. And like, kids my age, they couldn't like really relate to that because they'll, I guess they somewhat found it boring. But nowadays, like, they wear, like, what we, like, you know, people in church, they wear what we wear. They dress the way we dress. And they just sing. And, like, when it's coming, when I'm looking at it, I'm like, wow, they dress like us. They look like us. And, again, sometimes when I was younger, I just felt that it was, like, a little bit uncool to be as religious as we were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to go to church every Sunday, sometimes, like, right after school. Sometimes I felt it was uncool. But
now does the music kind of reach you more?
Yeah, now that I come to understanding what it really means, and, you know, I don't want to take anybody to church or anything like that, but...
But you like the music. That's good.
I don't appreciate anybody.
Yeah, I was more raised on, like, Norah Jones. Have you ever heard of her? Or Bob Dylan?
I heard of him. Never listened to any of their music.
Norah Jones is a romantic woman. She just... Mainly all her songs are about love. But, again, she likes to use a lot of metaphors.
I love metaphors.
Yeah. She's a great... I like her lyrics. I mean, they're not too complicated, but they're really good. Unlike Bob Dylan's, who he's a great lyric writer, but he also has a lot of wordy stuff in there. He's great, though. Yeah. Any other genres that you're, like, really fond of? Or do you like them all?
I like them all. I love being different. I love finding things and starting new trends. I love, like finding a new genre or something like that. And be like, hey, this is really cool. And show my friends. And they listen to it like, this is really cool.
Yeah, you know, it's how it spreads, yeah.
I don't like just listening to one thing. That's just, it's so boring and plain to me.
Do you listen to country?
Country. Not as much as everything else, but
yeah,
it's kind of funny to me. But yeah, that's the only time I listen to it for a good laugh. I like the way they like change their voice and stuff.
Yeah. They go up and down really fast. Exactly. Yeah. A lot of kids don't listen to country. That's what I've noticed, especially at our school. But that's another thing I was raised on. My grandma always played country. Toby Keith. probably never heard of him, but I'm a country girl when it comes to him. They write a lot about love, too, or that's what I've noticed, but yeah.
Do all country people know how to square dance?
I don't know.
I just want to learn how to square dance.
Do you like classical at all?
Love, I mean, classical. Even,
really?
Even like the old hip hop from like the 80s when they all just boom, 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 boom.
No, like Beethoven and all that stuff.
Beethoven.
I mean, there's two kind of classical. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I like Beethoven. I like, yeah, especially I think his music, like, I'm not sure, but I like in Tom and Jerry, like, they never talk.
Yeah.
I noticed that. And they always play music to express mm-hmm. the way they feel and things like that. And his music, like, really just, like, you could, like, just close your eyes and just picture, like...
What's going on.
Yeah, like, have, like, fast violins. You can picture yourself running or just he'll do a certain tone or with the instrument and make you feel sad and then happy. And then, like, you could just close your eyes and just wander off and just...
Yeah. I like to listen to Beethoven's compositions a lot because, like, when I'm focusing on something, like schoolwork, mm-hmm. it's been proven to, like, enhance brain... activity and like small children makes them smarter. So I thought that maybe I'd try and listen to it when I was doing my homework, and it actually helped me to focus a lot. Maybe it's because I like the songs that he wrote. I don't really know, but yeah. do you have like a least favorite kind of music?
A least favorite?
Like a genre.
I know they're gonna hate me for this, but I kind of dislike metal a little bit.
Oh, I don't, yeah.
It's only because, like, in my opinion, like, the metal I listen to, I usually just talk about, like, death and it's usually just loud guitar and screaming.
Yeah.
And, like I said, I like music with meaning.
Yeah.
Like, important meaning that, because sometimes I look for music for inspiration. Like, sometimes I might listen to it before football or basketball game for confidence, things like that. But, I don't know, it's just I kind of think it's, like, pointless screaming sometimes.
Yeah. Last year, I liked to listen to, like, whatever you call screamo, you know? But not anymore. I mean, I looked up some of their lyrics online, and they're kind of bogus, you know what I mean? I'm not saying that all of them are like that. I'm just saying the hot screamo bands, I guess. I've looked up their lyrics before, and what they're screaming isn't exactly the best stuff,
yeah,
you know?
Like,
it's not feel-good music, and it's not, like, helping you get a breakup. It's like, I'm going to die in a hole.
you can't even, like, really hear what they're saying.
Yeah, just, no, you can't.
No diss to any metal artists.
Like, you can't even sing to it. Well, yeah. I like to sing to songs, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, my mom and I fight over music to play in the car. I want to play what I know so I can sing to it. But, yeah. Yeah, I would think what my least favorite music is opera, just because maybe I don't really listen to it at all. Yeah, opera. I don't really know. I don't really like opera. I mean, I try and find something that I like in every music. Like, country, there are some artists that I like. I just like them. But I've listened to some opera and seen it on the TV, and I guess that's not really my route.
Yeah, I try to look into music as if it's a sport. I try to have, like, a favorite artist in every genre, a favorite song.
Like, in the different sport, yeah.
Yeah, you know, favorite team, favorite player, what's their stats, how many albums they came out with, how many, like, Grammys and things like that.
Speaking of, like, sports, what do you listen to get pumped up? What's some songs or artists?
Well, I used to listen to that before in football season.
Oh, yeah, that's a good song.
That used to get me jumped up.
Yeah, because it rolls, you know? Yeah.
Like, Millie in there, tougher than Nigerian. Like, when you say tougher than Nigerian hair, I was just like, man, where do you get Nigerian hair from? I mean, like, who thinks of stuff like that?
That kind of just, like, paints a picture of, like...
Yeah.
Long, like, steel hair in your head, you know? But it gets you pumped up and ready to go. Yeah. I love Nora Jones. She's great, but I don't listen to her before I go play softball. Yeah, it's not the best thing. So, what do you think are the most, like, powerful lyrics for you? I know that's a broad question, but some, like, maybe recently that have helped you out in some way?
It was a gospel song, and it goes, somebody's always talking about me, but really I don't mind because I got Jesus on my side, and that's enough for me. So when I heard that song, I was just thinking, I was like, wow. Honestly, maybe one day you're just going through stuff. Maybe just no one's liking you, no one's on your side, you feel like the world is against you. But at the end of the day, I mean, the only person you can really, like, depend on, look up to is Jesus, the God. He's, you know, I was taught that, like, he was always there, even if no one else there. You know, you can't lose a friend that you never had.
Yeah.
In my eyes, sometimes, you know, you may think someone's there for you, but, you know.
Yeah, that's a good line there. Yeah. So, who do you think is your most, like, influential songwriter? Or do you have one at all? Actually, I have a question to back up with that. Who writes the gospel songs? Is it like the whole church writes them, or do you know about that?
Honestly, I don't know. All I know is the pastor or assistant pastor, the first lady, they'll just ask someone to come up and they'll start singing. Honestly, sometimes I don't know if they go home and make them up themselves or anything like that. But
Okay, well, that's interesting. So yeah, back to most influential songwriter. Do you have one, or do you know of any that you think really has helped people out?
Excuse me?
Like, most influential songwriter. Like, I don't know. For me, I'm not really sure for myself, but I know one that's, like, helped a lot of people is, like, Tupac, you know?
Tupac. He has a lot of songs that influence people and things like that, but he also has other songs that do the opposite.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Keep Your Head Up or Dear Mama.
Yeah. I just think, like, in the majority of his songs, he's talking to people about, like, it'll get better and stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. So I just think that's why he is a really influential one. And he reaches out to a lot of people. Rest Plus, his music's great.
Yes.
Do you listen to him a lot? Or?
Yes. You gotta have Tupac on the iPod.
Yeah.
After that is a must.
Yeah, I think I've probably seen him on everyone's iPod. Even on my teacher's last year, we'd bring in songs every week to listen and write about, and, like, half the songs she brought in were Tupac's because his lyrics said something or, like, could help you out in some way if you're feeling upset. So, yeah.
I love inspirational lyrics and metaphors and similes.
Yeah.
Love them.
So, who do you think is, like, hot right now? Like, right now in everyone, like, at our school. Who do you think is, like, an artist that people are really talking about?
T-Pain is in everybody's mouth.
Yeah, I agree.
Honestly, I think if you just T-Pain, yes, he has to, I guess.
He's been up there for a long time, though. Yes, I mean, everyone talks about T-Pain.
But I think, like, there's, like dances and songs. Like, there's a new dance called The Jerk. There's a new dance called The The Stanky Leg.
What's that?
The Stanky Leg. Yeah. It's just a dance. And if you have a nice beat, a little dance move to go with it, I think you'll just have a number one hit right there.
Yeah.
Or a catchy phrase like a... Yeah, honestly, some songs you don't even have to say a lot. But just repeat the same thing like Soulja Boy. Like, just turn my swag on. Just repeat that a million times with a nice beat. And you got yourself a hit.
Do you know the song Kiss Me Through the Phone?
Yes, know that song.
I love it. I love that
Here,
song.
Here, Indian, everywhere you go, just walking to the bus stop, wherever.
No, everyone listens to that song now, literally.
Everywhere. I mean, going to the hall, in my locker at lunchtime.
I hear people, like, with their headphones, it's blaring.
Just blasting, just, oof.
6, 7, 8, 999, 8, 2, 1. Yeah, I know that. Oh, did you hear about, like, Britney's comeback? Mm-mm. Oh, really? Yeah, she came up with this... new album. I guess a lot of people are into it. I didn't really ever listen to Britney, so I haven't got it, but you know the song Circus or whatever? It just came out by her. I'm not really familiar with it, but we were driving down to the football game, you know, the finals, mm-hmm. and my friend's mom puts it on, and she starts dancing like crazy, and apparently she loves Britney Spears, so I thought that was kind of funny.
Well, the only times I used to listen to Britney Spears in, like, late elementary school, but when I sung her songs, it was meant to be funny. Like, in the middle of class, I'd just jump up and be like, hit me, baby, one more time. Doom. We just had a whole class laughing.
Yeah. I didn't really ever like her because I don't like her outfits. They're kind of, I don't know. That's just me. Anyways, I think another artist who's, like, big right now and has been for a while is, like, Taylor Swift. It's kind of going down the girly route, but do you listen to her at all?
A best girlfriend of mine. lady friend. Yeah, that's his vocabulary. She loves her song. And I was like, well, who's the song by? She's like, I don't know her name, but I love the song.
Then it came on later,
and then they said her name with the radio. So, oh, yeah, that's her, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she's great. I think she's really, like, good personality. Or I don't know. I've seen her, like, in articles and on the TV and stuff. She's pretty, too. And I really like that song Love Story of hers. I didn't like it at first because it was kind of cheesy, kind of just like...
Is there meaning in it?
I don't know, because, like, it didn't seem like that at first, you know? It was kind of just boy-girl story, you know? But the more I listened to it, the more it kind of caught on. It was, the meaning, I guess, was just, like, love will persist. And, like, even if your parents say no, if you really like someone, just go for it, you know? I guess that's not exactly the best message, but, yeah.
That's what I did with Prom Queen. When Lil Wayne came out with this new song, Prom Queen, I was like, this song's really, really stupid. But I really heard it, and I listened to it like 6-7 more times in a row, and I really got the understanding of the meaning.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I love when I can visualize or see what that artist is going through, and I can see it in my head.
Yeah, that was the same way it was for that one song, One Step at a Time. I think it's by Jordan Sparks. Yeah, I listened to that song the first time, and I was like, no thanks. But then I kept listening to it, and it's kind of talking about like a, I don't know, I guess a journey through life, and you got to take it one step at a time to make it. And the last like couple weeks I had started listening to it, I was having some trouble with like school and maintaining like softball going on everything. So I started listening to One Step at a Time. It's all like, you just got to take it one step at a time. And that really, I really liked it after that. I think you just like songs that you connect with, you know? Like, if you get a connection to it, then you're really going to like the song.
Yeah, I think when the beat touches your heart, and so does the lyrics and the voice and the tone.
Yeah.
It just really just scores that touchdown with you.
Yeah.
Or that home run in your case.
Yeah. So. how about Kanye West? How do you like him?
He is very creative. And he's just not trying. He's trying to act a little bit. He got his own shoe. It's out. It's out everywhere but Portland, it seems.
Really?
Because I seen him on BET, and he came on 106 and Park, and I was like, wow, I really want me a pair of those. Went on the internet, called a bunch of my friends, and asked them, do they know anybody?
Have you ever been to one of his performances at all?
Never. I've never been to a concert before. I was supposed to go to the Lil Wayne one, but...
Oh, yeah. Because, like, I see all these people come back, and they're, like, all raving about Kanye West and his lights and... stuff, but I've never been to one, so I was wondering if you had. But
no,
I don't really listen to his music too much. What's it like?
It seems that he's always just trying to tell stories of what he goes through. I think he just makes music out of just like, I don't know, life or what he's been through. Like, his life is his music, and his music is his life.
Do you know one of the stories he's told in his songs, or can you recall one at all?
Off of my head, kind of, sort of, but I think one of his most famous songs that we can relate to is Through the Wire. When he got in this car accident, he was just, and before the song started, he said how he had like all these braces and stuff in his mouth.
Oh.
And he said, I might be messing up on my words and things, but it doesn't really matter. He has to rap to get this off of his chest.
Yeah.
And I guess he was in the hospital rapping it or singing it or whatever.
Mm.
And he like, you could hear him like, you know, in pain, but he was still singing it. And he was just saying how he just got to make it.
Yeah, that really shows how someone really loves the music, you know? I mean, artists everywhere, if they can continue to do their work at, like, not their best hour, then that really shows their persistence that they like it. So, yeah, that's really interesting. Thanks. About Lady Gaga, Just Dance, you listen to her at all?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like that song?
Well, actually, I didn't listen to her. One of my friends just listened to it and just threw it in my ear. So I was like, this is going to be stupid.
But did you like it?
I found it kind of funny.
Which song did you listen to? Just Dance?
Yeah. Just Dance.
It'll be okay.
Yeah.
I actually like that song a lot because that's how I feel sometimes. I mean, I'm not a great dancer at all. No, I don't. I'm not a good dancer, but... sometimes you kind of just got to dance, and it will be okay. And I listen to this song a lot when I'm feeling down and just kind of let go and feel the music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's upbeat. It's great. Do you know anything about Green Day's new CD? Because I heard they were coming out with one, but I don't really know much about it.
I was looking for it. When I used to listen to the music when they came out with the album cover, like the heart, and it was like a grenade.
Yeah.
I kind of listened to it, but I kind of didn't. I don't know why I paid so much little attention to it, but I think they're very creative artists. They're a great band. They seem just like great people.
Yeah, people like them, like, in every age group, it seems like, mm-hmm. because I know someone who was, like, 35, and he listened to them a lot. 35. So, I mean, I guess all ages like them. But, yeah, I haven't really heard much about it, except I know they are coming out with a new CD. So, do you go to any shows ever, like, in Portland?
I've never been to a show ever.
Never.
I wish I had.
You should come to one. There's some places like the Roseland. It's on 8th Northwest 6th Avenue. Or like the Hawthorne. I've been to that one like 10 times. They have a lot of local bands. It's at 3862 Southeast Hawthorne. Yeah, I've been there a lot. And they have like little bands that show. Like the one at our... We have a band at our school. Do you know what they're called? The Odious, I think. They're actually good. I've seen them at the Hawthorne before.
Really?
Yeah. They're more of a scream band, but they have good lyrics. I mean, I know their lyrics because I know the band members, or like some of them. But yeah. Do you know any of the bands at our school at all?
I met them individually.
Yeah.
They didn't really talk about their music.
Oh, yeah. I just have friends of them. Yeah.
Actually... One of the artists, Nate the Great, shout out to Nate. He gave me one of his CDs, and I listened to it. I kind of liked it.
Who's Nate the Great?
He's a senior. He was starting running back for the varsity football team.
What kind of music does he?
He does make? Rapping.
Raps.
He raps R&B. Yeah, hip hop.
Does he? He has a CD.
I think he has. This is his second CD that's out.
Oh, that's cool. So he's pretty big then.
In the school, yes, I know for a fact. I don't know if he's like, you know, if he's been on the radio or things like that, but he's very talented, and yeah. I think he's a pretty good rapper. And if he's really dedicated and like sticks with it, because we have a couple of freestyle battles and things, I won, of course, but but he's a pretty nice opponent, you know.
Yeah, I think music these days is really open, like to anything, you know. I mean. I've heard of people listen to, like, foreign chants and stuff and, like, tribal stuff. And then there's just pop and everything. I think that's really great, though, because I have friends. They're, like, not that great as singers, but they, like, can play the guitar or something. Mm-hmm. And they have certain songs they can sing. My one friend, Liz Cash, she has a really weird tone. But in, like, this age, I guess, people are so open to different styles of music that she's even made a few songs that people really latched onto. She's in a band right now. Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Who do you think is going to be, like, the best? Okay, who is your favorite artist altogether? Just
all together. Overall?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in, like... In a specific genre, or just
doesn't
overall.
Matter. Just
oh,
overall,
man, you can't do this. I don't know.
First that comes to your head.
I don't have one. I love so many artists.
Name a couple.
I love Regina Spektor. I don't know if you know her, but her lyrics are really witty and funny, and she kind of puts some people down sometimes, but it's in a good way. She like wrote this song. I can't really say the name because it's inappropriate, but it's, like, about Bush and, like, his term.
The president, right?
Yeah, the president. And, like, I don't know. She just says some really funny things in that song. And she talks about love, but she talks about other life experiences. And she uses a lot of, like, it's like she's telling one story, but she means something else through it. Like, I don't know how to explain it really. But it's like one huge metaphor. Like she tells life through like one person's perspective, but it means something else for someone else.
If there's one artist you could be for a day, and just be in the shoes, you know, sign the autographs, or just typical life. Who do you think you could relate to most, and who do you think you would be?
I think I would probably be. I'd either be Jack Johnson because his life just seems so laid back and, like, he gets to go surf all the time. And whenever I see him, he's just chilling in the sun. Or, I don't really know. I'm not a dude. Austin's a guy, so. I don't know. Again, Norah Jones, I love her voice, and I would love to be able to sing like that, so I guess Norah Jones. I don't really know that much about her.
But could you see yourself doing just going to the mall or just like...
Actually, Haley, now I forget her name. The singer of Paramore, you know her with the red fiery hair? You don't know her?
I seen her.
Yeah. She's Haley Williams. She seems pretty cool. I think I'd be her. What about you? Who would you be?
I think Lil Wayne, his life is just crazy every day. And yeah. I heard one of his songs, I heard, like, all he does is just stay in the studio just all day 24/7 because, like, if you're good at something or great at something, like, why not continue?
Like, hone in on it, yeah.
Yeah, like, I heard the best times in being an artist or whatever you're doing is on your way to the top, because once you get to the top, you can only go down.
Yeah.
So, in my opinion, I think he's one of the best rappers alive, or is the.
Yeah. So... Yeah, I was reading that, and I think you'd have fun being him, because his house is on the 23rd floor of some, like, huge building, and he has the entire floor to himself, and it's just, like, one wall is this huge window, and he has, like, really cool art pieces everywhere. So, yeah, that'd be fun to be him. anything else that you want to discuss?
No, I think we're good.
All right, well, thanks for joining us on Sam and CJ's All About Music. You've been listening to Generation Connect. You can check out our website again for the next program. And if you have any questions, you can email me at cierra.vandeven@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Bye. Bye-bye.